Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 21st of May. US Treasury Secretary Yellen is to receive an honorary doctorate today, and the occasion gives European Central Bank President Lagarde an opportunity to speak in public. It would, presumably, be in rather poor taste to start talking about ECB policy on such an occasion. Instead, there's more interest in Yellen's reason for the visit to Europe, which is to attend the G7 finance ministers' get-together on Thursday. The G7 hasn't done very much of any importance for years. This time, however, there might be something. There are media reports that Europe is coming around to the US proposal that income from frozen Russian assets be used to finance the war in Ukraine. Those assets include the assets of the Russian Central Bank. The G7 finance ministers' meeting is one forum for discussing that issue. From a market perspective, there is some relevance as to the financial viability of Ukraine and the progress of the war, but perhaps more relevance as to risks surrounding how assets are treated in a more polarized global political environment. While Lagarde may abstain from policy-related commentary, there are plenty of other central bankers eager to talk. Bank of England Governor Bailey is to speak on central bank reserves and balance sheets. This is not likely to inflame the passions of investors in the short term, but it is of interest to the medium-term outlook. With the US Federal Reserve and the ECB both seeming incapable of articulating a medium-term strategy, it is for central bankers like Bailey to articulate the factors that need to be considered. There are also several Federal Reserve speakers on the agenda today, including the New York Fed President Williams. German April producer price inflation signaled a bit more deflation than there was the case in March. The number was lower than expected, but expected is doing quite a lot of work here, as only 10 economists can be bothered to provide forecasts for the consensus, and there were 7 different estimates amongst those 10 forecasts. The narrative in Germany is generally of slowing inflation, and so the overall picture cannot really be characterized as surprising. Consumer goods price inflation at the factory gate remains very subdued, and food prices at the factory gate are actually falling. South Korean exports for the first 20 days of May showed some strength once working day differences have been accounted for. The enthusiasm for computer components amidst the hype of artificial intelligence is certainly working to South Korea's advantage at the moment. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.